Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our football playoff canapes is actually not really a canape. We're going to change it up a little bit here. And what we're actually going to be demonstrating today is how to make a proper spring roll. And this is really, really unique. Whenever you're cooking any kind of a spring roll, you have to always remember that it has to just be fresh. It has to be cold, and it has to be light, and it tastes really, really incredible. I think you're going to love this. Let's get started. What we're going to need is 4 sheets of rice paper. Now, rice paper is exactly what I'm saying it is. It's cooked rice that has been rolled thin into round circles like paper. So it's 100% cooked. You don't got to boil this or anything. What you have to do is you have to hydrate it, though. I recommend using a deep plate. Go ahead and put your rice paper on there. And in that deep plate, you're just going to add as much water as the plate allows you to add. Once you add the water to this, then you're going to go ahead and put that rice paper in there. Let it absorb the water, and it will start to become very pliable. You'll notice the difference right away because the rice paper is very, very brittle. But once it hydrates, it's very, very flexible, and you can do so many things with it. Inside of that, we're going to put 1 cup of cooked soba noodles. Now, you don't got to put the full cup, but you have to put some of the soba noodles in there. But we're cooking 1 whole cup of the soba noodles, so that way we can make 4 to 8 of these different spring rolls, depending on how many you want and how many you want to serve at your football party. What we're going to do for the filling is take 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil and 1 serrano chili. We're also going to take a handful of kale, 4 tiger prawns. We're going to season everything with salt and pepper. Everybody has their own preference. We're going to put in each one 2 teaspoons each of cayenne pepper, garlic powder, and curry powder. Go ahead, and before we roll that, we're going to go ahead and let that come to room temperature. And what you're going to do is, just like if you were rolling a burrito, you're going to put that all inside of your rice paper. And if you want to put a little bit of teriyaki sauce or a little bit of soy sauce, I would recommend that. Probably would go a lot better, because the dipping sauce is going to just be a regular Thai peanut sauce. You can buy a Thai peanut sauce over the counter, or you can use a sambal aioli. There's so many different things you can use, but the base of this wonderful recipe is just making a really great spring roll. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.